Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Oleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis at the two dots, eight lines from the bottom of the Amed. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chav Beis Amed Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Me'em Asai Koifen Es Amitois. When do we begin to turn over the beds? Since we have been discussing in the previous Daf the dinim of Aninus and Avelis, the Gemara now wants to know when exactly does Avelis begin. And the Gemara takes one of the dinim that were noyig in Avelis of turning over all the beds in the house. However, the Ramban and the Nemuki Yosef in Moyed Katan, Daf Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, tells us that the Gemara Shaila is really concerning all dinim of Avelis. The Gemara just chose one of the dinim to ask this question, when does Avelis begin? The reason why we're not noyig bizman hazeh to turn over the beds is given in Tosis and Moed Katan Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph Divrei HaMaschil Elu Dvarim, and Tosis gives two reasons. Number one, it looks like bizman hazeh maisik shafim. This was things that servants, avodim, slaves, and shvachas would do. They would be oisik and maisik shafim, witchcraft. And also, Taisa says, shemita shalonu kach yicholim lishkoiv benachas mitzad zeh, kemoi mitzad zeh. We're able, when we turn over a bed upside down, we're able to sleep on the other side of the bed, the same as we would on the upright position of the bed. Ve'eng nikarois hakfiyah. It's not recognizable so clearly that we have turned over the bed. Why? The Yeshlem Dalit Kondusim Milmaila Kein Raglayim. Because the beds in those days had four poles that were coming out from each corner of the bed. And therefore, if you flipped the bed over, one could sleep on the bed with the Kondusim, these poles that were sticking out on each corner, they would serve as the feet of the bed. So it's not so recognizable that you were doing kfiyas hamita. And what Tosfos says there in Moed Katan Chaf Aleph is the psak halacha of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Pei Zayin, Se'if Beis, says the Mechaber, Ach shav le'nogu b'kfiyas hamita, mipnei she'yoymru hoiv g'chavim, she'hu Mechashroitz, that it's witchcraft. V'oid, and a second reason, she'ein amita shalonu, asuyas kemita shalahen. Our beds are not made like the beds in the time of Chazal. K'dei she'ein nikar behem kfiyah, that it would be clearly recognizable that one had actually turned over his bed, because, as we explained, the poles that stick out from the bed on each corner could serve as the feet of the bed if it was turned upside down. And that's why kfiyas hamita is not noyeg bizman hazeh. So the Gemara's question is, Me'em Asai Koifen Es Amitos, when does Avelis begin? And as we spoke out, the Gemara is just using one of the dinim of Avelis to bring this question to light. And on this question, the Gemara tells us that we have a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishi Yotzo HaMeis Mipesach HaChatzer, when the mace goes out from the door of the chatzer, of the yard, that's when Avelis begins. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, M'shiyistam ha-goylel, that the Avelis begins when the tombstone was sealed. Really, this is a machloikis in Shas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. We find Rashi Shita in Ksubis on Daf Dalid Amid Beis, where Rashi says that Stimus HaGoylel is closing the coffin lid. And according to Rashi, if someone, even in the house where the mace was, if they closed the lid having in mind that they would not open it again before the actual kfura of the mace, then Avelis would begin from that time that the coffin lid was closed. However, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he holds that the golel means a tombstone or any stone with which someone closes the grave. And the Gemara relates a story. Ukishemes Ram Gamliel, when Ram Gamliel was nifter, kivin shiyotzer mipesach hachotzer, as soon as the mace was taken out from the door of the chotzer, Amar Rabbi Eliezer l'talmidav, Kofu es amitois, or Rabbi Eliezer Lishitosoi told his Talmidim, turn over the beds upside down because the Avelis period has begun. Ukishinistam hagoilel, and when the tombstone was sealed, Amr Rabbi Yeshua Kofus amitois, Rabbi Yeshua Lishitosoi, he said that now that the kvura has taken place over Rabban Gamliel and a tombstone has been put on his grave, a marker has been put on his grave, then the Avelis begins. Amru Loi, so the Talmidim said to Rav Yeshua, Kvar Kafinum al Piazaken, we have already turned over the beds based on what Rav Eliezer had instructed us, because he told us to do Kviyas Amita, to start the Avelis, right after Rav Gamliel was taken out of the Chatzar. So although the Talmidim told Rav Yeshua that we already have acted according to the psak of Rabbi Eliezer, which makes the Avelis start earlier, Halacha Lamaisa, the Chredim brings down in the second last line on this Amid, the Kosov HaRosh, the Kaim along Rabbi Yeshua, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, the Ein Avelis Ella Mishiyistam HaGoylo, that Avelis only begins from Stimas HaGoylo. We now turn to the Flamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Be'er of Shabbos, Hu Zoykev Es Mitosoi. Since we have a halacha that there's no avelis before hesiod, that one is not allowed to display mourning in public on Shabbos, therefore, on Shabbos, right before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, one turns over the bed in an upright position. Ube Moitzoi Shabbos, but as soon as Shabbos is over and avelis resumes before hesiod, hu kaifan, he again turns the bed upside down to fulfill the avelis action of Kfiyas Hamita. Tani, we have learned in a brisa, Dargish Niskefes Ve'ena Nichbis, that a Dargish is put on its side and it is not flipped upside down. What is a Dargish? It's a type of collapsible bed that one forms by stretching a sheet of leather inside a wooden frame and fastening it to the frame with straps. So the Tanakham of the Brisa holds that you have to vertically turn it on its side without flipping it over. And the reason for this is because if one were to flip over the bed, then the leather would come in contact with the ground, and through the damp ground, it would cause damage to the leather. And therefore, in order to fulfill the inyan of Kfiyas Hamita, one does change it from its regular mode and turns it to the side. But to flip it entirely over and the leather would touch the damp ground and get ruined, this the Tanakhama holds, we do not do. However, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I remember Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Shaymet kal bin turin, shalav v'dayoy. He removes the straps of this dargish bed, and that is sufficient. Even though it means that the leather now will fall to the ground, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is not worried because what comes in contact with the ground, the bottom of the leather, but the part on which the person sleeps does not come in contact with the ground, and therefore Rav Shimon ben Elazar is not concerned with it reaching the ground. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, said that halacha to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, he spoke about a different bed. Mita shen nikli teho oilum v'yordim bo. This is speaking about a canopy bed, which looks like a tent, and it has posts on the front, the top, and the bottom of the bed on either side, and these poles are vertical. And then there is a connecting pole from the head of the bed to the foot, from one vertical pole to the other. And on top of that, there is a sheet put in the shape of a tent, and the purpose of this is to protect from the flies. Now these posts, these nikliten, are able to be removed and reinserted. That's called oilin v'yardin. They can be lifted up, taken off the bed, and they can be reinserted. So when a person is bar minan, an ovel, what does he do? Shaimton vidaya, he removes these posts, and that is sufficient. By removing the vertical posts at the head and the foot of the bed, as well as the horizontal post from one vertical post to the other, and also removing the sheet, all he's left with is the bed on which he sleeps, and he has no longer any protection from the flies. That is considered as if he has done kfiyas hamita, overturned the bed, and that is sufficient. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara now wants to know what is the structural difference between a mita and a bed that is called a dargush. Ezuhi mita ve'ezuhi dargush. Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya gives the definition. Kol shem esargin al gufa. Anything where you bind the ropes on top of the sideboards and frame of the bed, zuhi mita. This is a bed. In other words, a bed is formed by taking rope and horizontally and vertically crisscrossing this rope over the entire frame. And as one is doing that, the ropes are brought over the top of the sideboards and tied together in that manner. And that is a mita. On top of that frame, now with the crisscrossing of the horizontal and vertical, the woof and the warp ropes that are going in a crisscross direction, one puts pillows, and that forms a mattress. So if the ropes go on top of the sideboards, al gufa zui mita, but v'chol she'im misargin al gufa. But if the ropes or the straps do not go over the top, zehu dargish, because a dargish, which we mentioned before, is a leather sheep. Here, the straps that are on the edges of the leather sheets are threaded through holes in the sideboards, and then they are tied. So they do not go under and over the sideboards, as in the case of a mita. And the definition of the dargish is when it is not bound on the guf of the dargish. If one would like to see a picture of a mita and of a dargish, one can find it in the art scroll, Ois V'Hadar edition 33A1, where pictures are found of both a mita and a dargish. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that the definition of a mita is that misargin al gufa, we bind the ropes on top of the frames, vatninat? We have learned in a Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Tazayin, Mishnah Aleph, hamita var arsa, a bed and a crib. When are they mekabel tuma? The halacha is that a keli, until it's finished, is not mekabel tuma. When are a bed and a crib considered finished to be mekabel tuma? Mishe yeshufam ba'or hadag. When someone has rubbed the wood with fish skin, and the purpose of this, the chredim and divrei amasal mishe yeshufam tells us, lahasir kismin shabahan, by taking the fish skin, which can have a rough edge, and it can be used as an abrasive to remove the splinters, the kaidim lechein, before you rub it with the fish skin, like chazalim lachtan. They are not yet ready for their purpose. One cannot sleep on these beds, shem sartin es habasr, because the splinters will scratch a person's body. And therefore, they're only considered finished once they've been totally rubbed with the fish skin, removing all the splinters. Ask the Gemara, im misarik hu al gufa, if the definition of a mita is that the ropes are bound over the top of the sideboards, la'eza dover hu shafa, for what purpose is he rubbing the wood? As the Charedim explains in Divrei HaMasechel, im misarik hu al gufa, harei ha'etz mechusa. The wood is totally covered with the ropes because they're on top of the wood. So what difference does it make whether there are splinters in the wood when he's not lying at all on the wood? He's lying on the ropes which are on top of the wood. So why do I need the rubbing of the wood? So it would seem that a mitah does not have ropes on top of the wood. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar gave the answer. Tifter, you should explain. You should interpret that mission in Kalim that it's speaking about Be'elin, Arsata, Kiziraisa, the Caesarean beds. They're special kinds of beds. The Isla and the Coven, they have grooves. And the ropes, instead of going on top of the wood, they go in through those grooves all over the sides of the bed. And it comes out that here, although there are ropes, which do not go through the wood as the dargish bed, but they go on top. But since there are grooves, it comes out that there are no ropes covering up the wood. They're going into the grooves, and Mimela, it comes out that the person once again is lying on top of the wood, and those kind of special Caesarean beds therefore have to be rubbed with the fish skin to remove the splinters. But Eina Chanami, a regular bed, the ropes go on top of the wood, and those beds would not need to be rubbed with the fish skin. Continues the Gemara, Minayin L'Kviyas Amita, where do we have a Makor, a source for the Inyan of Kviyas Amita? Rav Crispin, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Crispin, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, brought a Pasuk in Iyuv, Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and this was after the Sotan had killed Iyuv's 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he had brought upon him boils, and 3 of Iyuv's friends came to be Menachem him, and they were Bildad, Zophar, and Eliphaz. And the Pasuk says, Vayeshvu itoy lo'oretz. They sat with him to the ground. Al ho'oretz enksifkan ella vayeshvu itoy lo'oretz. And this Lushan is a little difficult. It should have said, Vayeshvu itoy alo'oretz. They sat with him on the ground. It says, lo'oretz, to the ground. And that means, dover shu samach lo'oretz. They took something and made it close to the earth and sat upon that. Mikan, from here we see, Shehoyu Yishen, and they were sleeping, Al Gabe Mitois Kvufois, on overturned beds. In other words, they took something and brought it close to the earth. Prior to it being turned over, it was not close to the earth, and now it was brought Lo'oretz, Samuch Lo'oretz, close to the earth, and on that they sat, and the Gemara actually is saying that they slept on those overturned beds. And from here, the Rambam in Hilchus Ovel, Perek Dal Halacha Tes, Paskins, that the first day of Avelus, a person is not only mechuyev to overturn the bed, but he actually has to sit and sleep on it, as we see in the case of Iyuv. However, other Rishonim, the Ramban amongst them, disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that the chiyuv of Kviyas Amita is only to overturn the bed and not to sleep on the bed, even the first day of Avelus. And now Bar Kapor will give the symbolism of the Inyan of Kviyas Amita. Bar Kapor Amar Ikunin Achas Toiv Hoyli B'Toich Beischa. The Rabbi Shalom says that I had one Ikunin, which means an image. As the Pasuk says, Ki B'Tzel Malakim Asa, the man was made in the image of Hashem. So I had one good image in your house, Vigaram Tani, and you, through your Averis, caused L'Kaifefa, that I should bring Misa on this person, and through his Misa, through his death, his face, his image is transformed, Af'at, so you also, Kafei Mitascha, you should overturn your bed. As the Prisha in your Adeya Simon Shin Pezayin Sif Katan Aleph explains, since the bed is the symbol of respite, of menucha for a person after a hard day of work, he relaxes and rests in his bed. So it is precisely there that Chazal wanted to give the message that a person should be reminded that perhaps his averus caused the death of that individual, overturned his image, his Tzelem Elokim? How would a person best remember it if the source of his menucha, his bed, was overturned? That is the symbolism of Kfiyas Hamita. The source is from the pasuk in Iyu Vayeshu Ito La'aretz, and the symbolism is the one that Bar Kapora sees in B'Tselem Elokim, Aso Aso Adam, which has now been overturned. Continues the Gemara, V'is the Mafkin, and there are those who formulate Lishna V'Yichpeh, that the inyan of Kfiyas Hamita is not something that was done in the past, that through death the person's image, his Tzelem Elokim, became overturned, but rather it's a lashon of the osed, v'yichpeh, he should overturn. What should he overturn? Kfei hasarsar, you should overturn the middleman, which refers to the Yetzer Hara. To understand in the entirety this inyan, let us look together in the Charedim. The Charedim is at the end of the first wide line, at the bottom. V'is the mafkin lishna of a yichpeh, kloimer, de'ena kfiya lahiris ala over. The overturning is not to be merames on something that happened in the past. El la'asid, it's to tell the person something in the future. She'avol yashuv b'tshuva, the avol should return in tshuva. V'yargiz yetzer ha'tov al yetzer ha'ra, he should, with passion, he should have the yetzer ha'tov fight and rule over the yetzer ha'ra. V'yachov ha'isoy, he should force him. As we find in Yoredeya, the purpose of the days of Avelis is that a person should reflect that perhaps his actions have caused the ptira of the nifter, the loss of the deceased, and he should return in tshuva. It's a moment of reflection for the entire family. Who is the sirser? Hainu Yetzer Ra, this is the Yetzer Ra. He's a middleman. Shehu Sirser ben Haboiru Labriyos, he's the middleman between Hashem and mankind. Kedamrina, as Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, Shezer Darkoi, this is the way of the Yetzer Ra. Yoyrit Umastin, first he causes, by being the Yetzer Ra, to make man sin. And then, Oilu Mekatrek, he's the Yetzer Hara. He's also the Satan who goes up and is the prosecuting attorney against the individual. And then he becomes the Malach HaMavis. Hu a Yetzer Hara, hu a Satan, hu a Malach HaMavis. Noitel Rishus, he takes permission, v'noitel Neshama, and he takes the life of the individual. In other words, he causes man to sin. He then is the prosecuting attorney against this individual, and finally he convinces Hashem to cause the death and to take away the neshama of this individual. Ubisoif Parshas Pekudei B'Zoyar, we find in the Zohar at the end of Parshas Pekudei that the Zoyar refers to the Yetzer Hara as being a sirser, as being a middleman journeying between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mankind. Behechel Rishon Shel Tuma Shel Yetzer Hara Amar Iyu Sirser Rabbi Shel Cholinim Bishan. So here we find the Yetzer Hara as referred to as a middleman. So we tell the surviving relative, Kafei, Kalimer, Atoha, Ovel, you the Ovel, Mekan, Ve'ela, Kafei, Esasirser. You should overturn the middleman. You should overturn the Yetzer Hara. You should defeat the Yetzer Hara. Don't let him convince you to do more Averis. V'hachi, Tiknu, Bevidui. That's what we say in the Vidui. Yiratzim, Lefanech, Hashem, Lochoif, Es Yitzri, Achzori. The Yetzer Hara that I have, force it to do, to allow me to do good. That's why we made Kviyas Hamita by an Ovel Lirmois to hint that you have to overturn the Yetzer Hara and cause him to fall upside down to the earth, bring him down and win over him and do tshuva. This is the symbolism that those who explained the lashon of kfiya to mean not something in the past, but rather a mussar to the individual that he should do tshuva in the future. And now the Gemara presents Rabbi Yoina of Rabbi Yossi, Tarvayin, Bishem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yossi said two different additional thoughts in the Indian of Kriyas Amita. Both were said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Chad Amar, one of these two said, Mahu Yashu Mita Kfuya, why does the oval sleep in an overturned bed? Kadeshi Nayar Belailov and Iskushu oval, so that when he wakes up at night, he should remember that he is an oval. Vecharna Amar, and the other one said, Mitoichshu Yashna Mita Kfuya, because he's sleeping on an overturned bed, who noyer belial, this causes him to wake up at night, v'nisker shu oval, and it will remind him that he is an oval. Let us look in the Haredim, who explains in more detail what these two mandiyamrim hold. The first mandiyamr we find in the Haredim, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, the last word on the line, chad omer kadeshe noyer belaila, kloimer, mipnei shodim yashan mitasip imnucha v'shechech evloi, during the time when a person is sleeping on his bed, he forgets that he's an oval, kishim is to er belaila. If he wakes up during the night, v'yimtza atzmai b'mita kfuya, and he will find himself in an overturned bed, yiskor mazeh hashinui loy machmas evloi, he will remind himself, why is he in this unusual situation, different than normal, that's because he is an oval. So according to the first mandiyamr, the purpose of a kfiyas amita was, in case he wakes up at night, he should be reminded at night that he's an oval. However, v'acharna amar mitoich, he says the following, like he, not like we said in the first pshat, ela, kishehu al mitasib imnucha ein aner belaila. If he's sleeping normally in a bed, and he gets a regular night's sleep, so then he won't wake up during the night. The ata now, bishinui vest, now that there's been a change to his pattern of sleeping, bitzar, and it's in an uncomfortable situation, meiroi so mishnasi, that itself will awaken him. He won't be able to have a normal, pleasant sleep. And memeil v'zoicher evloi, he will remember his avela. So according to the first pshat, Chazal weren't trying to get him to wake up. In case he wakes up, he should remember even during the night that he's still an oval by having a mita kfuya. However, according to the second pshat, Chazal wanted him to wake up. They didn't want him to have a regular, comfortable sleep, so that by waking up, he will remember that he's an oval, and the Chazal wanted him through the overturned bed to actually not sleep well during the Avelis and get up during the night and remember that he's an oval. Continues the Gemara with various halachas concerning an Einein. Oval calls mancha mesim with the lufon of an oval, as long as his mace is in front of him, which is the period when he is referred to as an oinein, the halacha is oichel etzel chaveri. He's not allowed to eat in front of the mace. He has to eat by a friend. And the reason is, as the Haredim on Amud Beis brings down from Rashi and Brachas, because it's loyig l'rosh, he's mocking the pauper. The Taz in Yoredeis Simen Shin Mem Aleph Sivkot and Aleph explains that since he is obligated to bury the mace, and instead he's eating, it looks disrespectful for the mace that he's busy with eating instead of being Isaac in the kfura of the mace. However, this reason would only apply to a relative who has a chiv on him to bury the mace, but a stranger would be able to eat in front of a mace. However, the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeia, Simen Shin Mem Aleph Sifkat and Bey says that no one is allowed to eat in front of a mace because it's Loyig L'Rush, the actual act of eating. The etzem act of eating is itself mocking the mace who is no longer able to eat. As we turn to Daf, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Im Ein Lechaver, as the Haredim brings down, he's Shori Bein Agoyim, he lives amongst Goyim and he has no friend, no house of a friend where he can go to eat. So Oichel Bebayis Acher, he should eat in a different house, if he owns a different house, or as the Parisha in Yoredeia Simen Shin Mem Aleph Sifkat and Aleph explains, that a bias could also mean another room. So if the mace is in one room, he can go into a different room and eat not in front of the mace. Vim ein loy bayis acher, he has no other house, or he has not even another room. He's in a one-room apartment. Then he makes a partition and he eats on the other side of the mechitza. Vim eino yachol as mechitza. If for some reason he's not able to make a partition, then he turns his face away from the mace and he turns towards the wall and he eats. Veloy mesev. He does not eat lying down, as the Charedim brings here from Rashi and Brachas of Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the Bavli. Kederech HaMesubin. This Charedim is the second thin line. Kederech HaMesubin B'chashivas Altsidah HaSmolas B'mita. As it was the custom of Chashiva people, like we are Noyag at the Seder, that they used to eat on their left side in a bed, a special bed made for eating. An oval is not allowed to eat in that manner. He does not eat his full. He eats a little bit. He does not drink to his full capacity. The Beis Yosef points out that the Poskim do not bring these two halachas because in the Bavli, these two halachas are not brought concerning an oinin. He does not eat meat or drink wine, which would distract him from his obligation of kvura of the mace. Ve'ein mizamnin olav. The Rash Cirillo explains that he cannot become part of a zimun, the first line of the Rash Cirillo on the right-hand column. The potter mi birchas hamazon hilchach lemitzarv. Since he is potter, and in fact he is, as we have learned before in the previous dafim, that an oinin is usher to do mitzvahs, therefore he cannot partake in a zimun where three people who ate and are mechuyvim birchas hamazon bench together. And then the Gemara continues. Ve'im birach ein oinen achrav amen. And if he made a bracha, which he is not supposed to do, but nevertheless he made a bracha, we do not answer amen after him. As the Rash Cirillo explains, second line on the right side, the bracha of atolahi. This is a bracha of atolah. Since he's not obligated to make a bracha, he's also to make a bracha, it's a bracha of atolah, and a bracha of atolah, one does not answer an amen on such a bracha. Continues the Gemara, v'acherim shabirchu einoy oin achrein amen. And if others made a bracha, the oinin does not answer an amen after them. And simply, we would say that by saying the amen, it is stopping him from the preparations for the kfur. And l'chayra, we can ask that by just saying the one word amen, does that one word take away from preparations for the kvura? And the answer, the Meforshim explain, is that when a person answers amen, he first has to have kavana to the bracha that's being said, and on that bracha he has to answer an amen. So that entire process of listening to the bracha with kavana and answering amen, that already is a significant amount of time that it's taking away from the preparations of the kvura, and therefore he should not do it. But in fact, we have learned before on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis that according to one opinion, even if in fact this having kavanah and saying amen would not really take away from the preparations for the kvura, we have learned that even if a person has someone else who's going to take care of the kvura for him, and yet it's not kavod hames to be oisik in mitzvahs while the mace is still not brought likvura. And therefore, even if this short exchange of an amen were to take place and not be mafriya in the kvura, still one should not do it because it's not kavod hames. The Charedim brings down the Bavli that brings other halachas of an oinin and brings the Pirush of Rashi, and we can find this in the fourth line, in the small lines in the left-hand margin. Ve'einoy mevorach, the oinein is not to be mevorach. Ve'ein tzorach levorach birchas hamotzi. See, Rashi says he doesn't have to make hamotzi on eating bread. Ve'einoy mezamen, ein tzorach levorach birchas hamotzi. He doesn't have to bench. Ve'ein mevorchen olav, ein sarach sheyivorchu le'acher birchas alechem. Others don't have to make the bracha of amaytzi for him. Ve'ein mezamnen olav, ein mitzarfim shloish lezim. And that's like we have here in the Yerushalmi. Adkan l'shoinei, these are the words of Rashi there in Bavli brachas yud zayin amid beis. Ve'zel shana Mordechai, in the Bavli we find the Mordechai, ein mevorch bekulu pirish Rashi, ein sarach. Rashi keeps saying over and over again that the old name does not have to make a bracha. He does not have to bench mashma dimratzah rishus biyadei, that if he wanted to, he could bench or make a bracha. V'riyoy says no, the aser kamar, that it is aser for an oinein to make a bracha. V'chriach kein mid amr le'il imratz l'achmer ein shamli. We learned before in the Yerushalmi that alamid beis amid beis, that if the oinein wants to be machmer and make brachas and bench, we don't listen to him. He has to be machmer. Continues the Bryce, Hadod de Tamar, that which we learned until now was only said b'choil in the weekday. Avil b'Shabbos, but by Shabbos, where one is not allowed to be noig avelis but for hesia, we cannot publicly display avelus. So the halacha is just the opposite from before. Meisiv oichel, he's allowed to lie on a bed and on his left side, as the chashavit people used to do, and eat. V'oichel basar v'shoyse yayin, he can eat meat and drink wine. V'oichel kol tzarchi, he can eat as much as he wants to fill himself. V'shoyse kol tzarchi, he can drink as much as he wants. U'mezamnim alav, we can be mitzarf him to a zimun, because on Shabbos he is chayiv in benching. He could become part of a zimun. V'im birach, and if he made a bracha, oinen achrav amen. It's not a bracha l'batol, and therefore one makes an amen after his bracha. V'acherim shabirchu, and if others made a bracha, oin achrein amen. Then on Shabbos, he could answer amen for the bracha that he hears from others. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, says that Rav Shimon Gamliel, hoyol v'hi tarti, or as the Shnei Nuschos in Ois Gimel has, hoyol v'hi tarto lo yeskol elu, since Yudit Tanakama permitted the onen, all of these in Yanim on Shabbos, Chayvuhu b'shar kol hamitzvah shel Torah, then you should also obligate the oinen on Shabbos and all other mitzvahs of the Torah. Im chayi shohi tartoloi, if you allowed him on Shabbos these mitzvahs that have to do with eating and drinking, with our chayi shoh, which are for inyanim of this world, so chayi oilam lekoshe, and other mitzvahs which are more bound with Nitzchi is with the world to come, certainly he should be chayiv in those mitzvahs. As the Charedim brings down here, that the Bavli explains that according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, they also agree that an oinen is chayiv on Shabbos when there's no avelus before hesia, no public avelus, that a oinen is chayiv in all mitzvahs, not only which have to do with eating and drinking. What is the point of contention between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Says the Charedim, Divrei Maskil Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mefarsh Bebavli, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Tashmish Hamito Ika Benayah. The machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel is concerning having marital relations on Shabbos when he is an onen. Upirsha Rabbeinu Yoina, L'tana kama afal pi shechayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Even though the oinen on Shabbos is chayiv, they agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel that he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. But concerning tashma shamita shehi dvorm shebetzino, where that is done in private, then the aninus is noeg. Noeg v'oser b'tashma shamita, and the oinen will be prohibited. Just like an oval is prohibited in Tashma Shemitah, so too an oinen on Shabbos, since it's Dvorim Shebetzina, will also be prohibited in Tashma Shemitah. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that if you're chayiv in all other mitzvahs, or you're chayiv in mundane mitzvahs, eating and drinking, so Tashma Shemitah should be included in what the oinen is chayiv in on Shabbos. What is the halacha? Who is the halacha like? The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi, halachic Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Yerushalmi brings Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi the name Rabbi Shu ben Levi, that we paskin in this inyan, in this machlokas, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that anointing on Shabbos is chayiv in Tashvish Shamita. If we look in the Charedim, he brings down that the Rabbeinu Yoina paskin like this. Upasik Rabbeinu Yoina, ki Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ki har Yerushalmi. Vavi Rhyme and a Bavli, and he brings a raya even from the Bavli that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel against the Chachamim. However, the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph to, on the, in the tour says that no, that's that they do not accept the raya from the Bavli, and the Bavli does not bring down that Allah Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and in the absence of the Bavli saying clearly that the halachas are Reb Shimon Gamliel, we go with the normal halacha of Yachid V'Rabim halacha K'Rabim. The halacha is like the Chachamim, that an Oinen, even though it's Shabbos, but since Tashri Shamita is Dvorim Shabbatzinah, therefore an Oinen would not be Chayiv in Tashri Shamita and should not do Tashri Shamita on Shabbos. Because we paskin like the Chachamim against Reb Shimon Gamliel, we go like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. The Gemara will now tell us of certain instances where the Aninus ends before the end of the Kfura. Nimser l'Rabim, if the mace was given over to the community, to many people, which the Marah Fulda in Divrei Maschil Nimser says, L'chabura ha-koivrim, to the chabura that is going to do the burial. They're busy with the kfuras hameis. So the achrayis, the responsibility for the kfura, has now shifted from the onen to what we would call the chevra kedisha. Oichel baser v'shoyis yayin. Then the dinim of aninus end, and the surviving relative is permitted to eat basar and drink wine. Nimser l'ksofim, which the Marav Fulda says means noisim hamita, those who actually carry the bed of the mace to the burial site. Kimi shenimser l'rabim. This is considered as if it was given over to the rabbim. The chevra kedisha are called the rabbim because they represent the kohol. They represent the community, so they are like the rabbim. And the Gemara is telling us here that it's not only giving it over to the chevra kedisha, but giving it over to those who will carry the bed, the meat of the mace, to the beis olam. That is also considered like nimser l'rabbim. The Ramban in his sefer on Avelus Torah Sa'adam tells us that the aninus ends, according to this Gemara, when it shifts, when the responsibility shifts from the onen to the chevra. And according to the Ramban, and so Tosfos and Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, which goes on to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the Bavli, says that the aninus will end once it's given over to the rabbim, even though the avelus will not begin until after the kvura. And there'll be a period, according to these Rishonim, where the surviving relative is neither an onen nor is the surviving relative considered an ovel. However, the night of Yehuda in Yoredeya Madura Tinyana Simon Reish Yud Aleph, and so we will see in a moment from the Charedim, they are of the opinion that this halacha was only stated when the people who are carrying the mace, the people who are busy with the mace, are bringing him to another city, and the surviving relatives have turned their back on the mace. They are going back to their locale, to their homes, to their city. And in such a situation, as soon as they turn their back and the mace is given over to the group of people who will bring the mace to the burial site in another city, the aninus ends, and immediately the avelus begins. Let us see the Charedim, who goes with this opinion in the Gemara. Divrei Maschil Nimsar, which is approximately two-thirds down in the left-hand column, in the small lines, Nimsul Arabim, Nimsul Iksafim, Hachinami, Amar Bibavli. We find similarly in the Bavli Perik El Megalchin, in Moed Katan, Davchav Bezim at Aleph, Kishamalichin Ames, Lirach Eres. When we bring the mace to another city, Kishamachzirin, Avelim, Pneim, Mea Mace. When the Avelim turn their faces away from the mace and are headed back to their own town, and the mace is going towards another town, at that moment the aninus stops, chol avelus, the avelus begins, uposka aninus, and the aninus ends. Kemoi shenistam agoil, it's considered as if the onen has gone to the base olam, to the base hakvoris, and the kvura has taken place, the marker has been put on top of the grave, where aninus ends and avelus begins. So when the surviving relatives turn their faces away from the mace who's being transported, that is equivalent to nistam agolol in the halachic status of onen and ovel. The onen ends, the ovel begins. And then concludes the charedim, v'shori lechol basar v'lishtas yayin, is permitted to eat meat and drink wine. So whereas, according to Tosfos and the Ramban and Taras Adam, the aninus would stop even if the mace was still in the house, if the achrayis has shifted from the onen to the chevra, even though the avelus won't begin until after the kvura, according to the Noda Behuda and the charedim, here we see that they are going with the Shita that it's speaking in a special case where it was given over to a group who's taking the mace to another city, and then when they turn their backs, the aninus ends and the avelus begins. The Gemara now will relate several incidents that happened concerning the Sudas Havra. This is the first meal that the Ovel eats after the avelus begins. Sudas Havra means a small meal. It is not permitted for the Ovel to eat from his own food, and this is because Chazal were afraid that because of the pain and anguish that the Ovel is going through, he will not want to eat, and therefore he is served food by others, and this will encourage him to eat, and he's given meat and wine, which help to assuage him from his tsar. We know, as it says in Mishlei, that Shlomo HaMelech says, "Tenu yayin lemorei nefesh," that we should give wine to someone who is in a state of pain and anguish. And that is one of the main reasons why wine was created, so that a person would be able, through wine, to move away from his sad state. Says the Gemara, Kadomach Rabbi Yassa, when Rabbi Yassa passed away, Kibel Rabbi Chiya Barvo Avule. So Rabbi Chiya Barvo received the Avelim. It would seem that Rabbi Chiya Barvo is the same as Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because the next story will discuss when Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba himself passed away. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba in this story was Mekabel. He received the Avelim of Rabbi Yassa, V'eichlin, and what did he give them to eat? Basar, meat, v'ishkisun chamer, and he gave them wine to drink. Kadomach Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. When Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba himself died, kibel Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak evuli. So it was Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak who received the avelim, v'eichlin basar, and in this Sudas Havra that he was serving them, he gave them meat, v'ishkisun, and he gave them to drink chamar, wine. However, in the next story, something else happened. Kadomach Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak passed away, and we see one story follows the other. First, Rav Chiya bar Abba gave the Sudas Havra to the Avelim of Rav Yassa. And then Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak gave Sudas Havra to the Avelim of Rav Chiya bar Abba. And now Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak was nifter. Kadomach Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, kibel Rav Zeira Avule. He was the one who received the Avelim, and he was giving them the Sudas Havra. Va'eichlin, he did not give them basar and yayin, but rather he gave them talufchin, he gave them lentils, adoshim, as the Mara Fulda explains. And the Mara Fulda goes on to explain what is the inyan of giving an ovel adoshim, lentils, And he says, in Divri Amaskol, Kamadahu Minhaga, Vitam Zel Minni, Kedamrin Bava Basra, Ma Adosha Ein Lo Peh. Just like a lentil has no opening, so too an oval has no mouth. He has nothing to say concerning the tragedy that has befallen him. And another reason is the Gemara tells us that a lentil is round in shape, and it's like a velus, which is galgal achoyzer b'olam. It goes round and round. Every person, rachmana litzlan, at one time or another in his life, is affected by a velus. So there was a minig to give lentils. So it would seem from these stories that Rav Ze'era was disagreeing with the hanhag of Rav Chiya bar Abba and of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, whereas they gave Basar and Yayin to the Avol, Rav Zeira gave lentils. Says the Gemara, no, Meimar, this is telling you, Kama dehu min haga, whatever the minig is, if the minig in that city is to give Basar and Yayin, we give Basar and Yayin. If the minig is to give Adoshim, we give Adoshim. But there is no machloikis, simply a minig of what is served during the Sudas Havra. Continues the Gemara relating to the time when Rav Zeira was dying. Rav Zeira Midmach, Rav Zeira was dying. He was on the verge of death. Pocket Vumar, he issued the following instructions to his family. When I pass away, Loisa Kaplan Allah, Yoima Hain, and the Shinin Ischos has the Girsa Yoima Dain Avela. I do not want you, as the Haredim explains, to accept the Sudas Havra on the first day of Avelus. And as the Haredim will explain, he was telling his family to fast because they are not to take the Sudas Havra from the neighbors and friends, and there's an Isser for them to eat from their own food. In other words, he was saying, I don't want you to eat at all. I want you to fast. L'macha tomorrow, Merzachayo, which means then you can have the minig of Avelus, which is to accept a Sudas Havra. Let us see the Haredim inside. Divrei Amaschel Rav Zeira Midbach Pocket, which is two lines before the end of the short lines. Rav Zeira Midbach Pocket, Kishemes, when he was dying, Tziva, he gave an instruction, V'omar Shaloi Yekablu Havra Yoim Zeh, on this day when he passes away, when they're Avelim the first day, Kloimer, Yoim Kvura, the day of the Kvura, they should not accept any Sudas Havra, Elo Yisana, they should fast. Why does this mean that they should fast? Shaharei Asurin Lechol Suda Rishon Mishalem, the first Suda of Avel, they're not allowed to eat of their own. And he's telling them not to accept Sudas Havra. That means that they're going to fast. Bambachen Kosov Hagois Maimon. And the Haredim brings down the Hagois Maimonis in Perik Dalid the Avel, Oistes, Sherebi Nisanel, Hoyemisane Yom Kvura, Mishum Lysoichal Adam. He fasted on the day of Kvura, on the burial day, because the Pasuk says, don't eat on blood, meaning on a day that someone passed away, you should fast. Ubalaila Sayyid Mishloi, at night, he would eat from his own. Now, the Haredim goes on to explain, Lamacher Mizrachaya, Gesin Kloimer, Lamacher Tasu Minig Avelim Shemekablim Avra. Tomorrow, do what the Avelim, their minig is to accept the Sudas Havra, but today I don't want you to accept it on the first day. Now, earlier the Haredim brought down that Rabbi Nisanel used to fast the day of a Kvura, apparently when he was an Ovel, and at night he would eat from his own. So actually, this brings us to another girsa that is found in our Yerushalmi, which reads as follows: Loi sekablun ala yomedein achila. Don't accept anything to eat on the day when I pass away. Ulamachar mididei, and tomorrow you can eat from your own. So in other words, on the first day, as the Haredim said, he told them not to eat at all. Don't accept the Sudas Havra, and you're not allowed to eat from your own food. So fast. Loi soichal aladam, as we learned from the Gois Maimonis. However, concerning the next day, he allowed them to eat their own food. In other words, it would come out that Rav Zeira was saying there's no Sudas Havra at all. The first day when the minig is of Sudas Havra, you're not going to accept the Sudas Havra. The second day, then you're already going to be eating on your own. And based on this, the Torah says that an Aval can choose to fast on the day of the burial, and then there won't be any Sudas Havra at all the next day, as we see here from the Skirsa that we have in the Yerushalmi. Perhaps we can explain the Haredim, who says that the Pshat in our Gemara is not that he was telling them don't use the Sudas Havra at all. He was just pushing it off one day. He was telling them the next day you could accept the Sudas Havra. So perhaps with the words of the Igros Moshe, this cannot be understood, which is found in Yoredei Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Samaches, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Moshe brings a rhyme from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that after the first day, there is no chiyuv to feed an ovel after the first day, but if one does feed an ovel after the first day, he fulfills a mitzvah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And that's why, based on this Igros Moshe's understanding of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we can understand what the Haredim is saying, pshat in l'mochem rizchaya, tomorrow you will do the minig of the Avelim to accept Sudas Havra, because although the main mitzvah of Sudas Havra is the first day, but one is mekayim Sudas Havra after the first day as well, and therefore it's not necessary to eat from your own food for the second day, you could accept the Sudas Havra, and the people who are supplying the Sudas Havra are being mekayim a mitzvah, although they have no obligation to do so. But a mitzvah they are fulfilling from the second day and on as well. The Gemara now relates one final story which concerns people drinking too much wine in the house of an Ovel, and the bad effects that this could have. And this will actually take us into the next year, where the Gemara discusses drinking too many kosos in the house of an Ovel. Begins the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak, according to the Girsa of the Shinui Nischois, Rabbi Yitzchak Berei de Rab Chiya Ksova, Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rab Chiya, who was a sofer, Matzei Oynes, there happened a tragedy to him. In other words, someone was nifter in his family, and he was sitting shiva. V'olun l'gabei Rav Mon of Rav Yudin, and Rav Mon of Rav Yudin went up to be Menachem Ovel. V'avachamer tav, they had with them good wine. V'ishtun sagin, they began to drink a lot. V'gechachin, and in the house of the Ovel, they began to laugh, and it was merry. L'machar, the next day, Asun Bayin Meil Gabe, they wanted to come again to be Menachem Ovel, Amr Loin, so he said to them, Rabbonin, my worthy rabbis, Achen Barnash, Ovid L'chaveroi, is this how a person treats his friend? Do you want to do today again what you did yesterday? You know how bad the drinking was yesterday? Lehavin chaserin esmoil, ela mekem umirkut. What was missing yesterday was only you standing up and beginning to dance. Here you are in the base oval, which is a place where it should be a serious place of reflection upon the mace, and the avelim are supposed to think of doing tshuva, and instead it's a merry time. People are drinking, and there's levity, there's laughter. The only thing that was missing was a rikud, was for you to stand up and begin dancing. And therefore, he was telling them that they had not acted appropriately the day before. And as we said, the next daf will begin with discussing the various kosas and the amount of cups of wine that one should drink in the house of an ovel.